This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. It was another big day for John Kerry. The Massachusetts senator won three primaries in Missouri, Arizona, and Delaware, plus two caucuses in North Dakota and New Mexico. He has won seven of the nine Democratic nominating contests to date, demonstrating broad support across the country and across the spectrum of Democratic voters. North Carolina Senator John Edwards won his native state of South Carolina, the first southern state to vote, and retired General Wesley Clark won in Oklahoma over Edwards by about 1,200 votes. Connecticut Senator Joseph Lieberman, who didn't win or come close anywhere, decided to end his campaign. Although the results add to the momentum that John Kerry has been building, only 10% of the delegates have been decided. The four remaining major candidates are anticipating the next round of primaries and caucuses in three regions of the country. NPR national political correspondent Mara Liasson reports.
Of the seven states voting yesterday, John Kerry won five, including the biggest prize of all, Missouri. Kerry held his victory celebration in Washington state, where he had just received the endorsement of the governor, Gary Locke, and where he's hoping to do well when that state's voters caucus on Saturday.
For the second time in a few days, a New England patriot has won on the road. Now we carry this campaign and the cause of a stronger, fairer, more prosperous America to all parts of our country. And we will take nothing for granted. We will compete everywhere. And in November, we will beat George W. Bush.
Pollster Andy Kohut said Kerry won last night with the same kind of broad support that helped him win in Iowa and New Hampshire.
We have a nice example of what the Kerry formula is. He won in Missouri, Delaware, just the way he won in New Hampshire, on the basis of his strong electability, overwhelming support of those among those people who want to go out and beat Bush more than anything else. He appealed to both moderates as well as liberals, and in each of these places, his victory the previous week has propelled him with a bounce.
Kerry's winning streak is giving him what President George H.W. Bush used to call the Big Mo. More money, more endorsements, and the aura of a winner that attracts even more Democratic voters who chose electability over all other criteria this year. North Carolina Senator John Edwards got what he came for last night. He made a stand in his native state of South Carolina, investing money, time, and staff there. Last night, he won handily, beating John Kerry by double digits.
Today, we said clearly to the American people that in our country, our America, everything is possible.
Edwards prevailed by winning big among people who said they wanted a candidate who cared about people like them. And he's making the argument that he is the most electable in the fall because he can win in a region, the South, and among voters, moderates and conservatives, that Democrats have had trouble with in the past. The chairman of the South Carolina Democratic Party, John Moylan, said last night's victory gives Edwards momentum as he tries to beat Kerry in the next round of primaries.
There is no state in America that John Kerry can win that John Edwards cannot. There are many states in America that only John Edwards can win. You need a candidate like John Edwards who grew up, who understands the problems that face working Americans. We've got to have a candidate like that to take back the White House.
The Reverend Al Sharpton, the only African-American candidate in the race, spent a lot of time campaigning in South Carolina, but he came in a distant third, behind Edwards and Kerry. He only won about a fifth of the African-American vote in the state, but last night he described his showing as a victory.
We came to South Carolina with no money, no paid staff, no TV ads, preached in about 25, 26 churches. They brought every official they could in, put them on television commercials. And not only did we come in three in double digits, what no one thought we would do, we doubled Howard Dean, tripled Joe Lieberman. I think that this has been an astounding boost in the arm for the Sharpton campaign.
Sharpton didn't mention the candidate he finished nearest to in most contests yesterday, Ohio Congressman Dennis Kucinich. Kucinich's best showing was 5% in the New Mexico caucuses. Former NATO Commander Wesley Clark won a narrow victory in the Oklahoma primary. John Edwards came in a close second there. Oklahoma was a priority for Clark because of its high proportion of retired and active military personnel.
As an old soldier from Arkansas, I just couldn't be prouder of your support in this first election that I've ever won.
Clark will try to use his Oklahoma victory to convince voters that he is the best man to run against President Bush in the fall, particularly in the South and Midwest. Former Vermont Governor Howard Dean had a disappointing night. He didn't put much money into any of the states up for grabs. The candidate who once had $41 million, more than anyone else, is now down to his last few million, and he's trying to preserve that for the next round of primaries. Dean was in Washington State last night.
Well, the votes are starting to come in, and we're going to have a tough night tonight, but you know what? Here's why we're going to keep going and going and going and going and going, just like the energizing butter.
In an interview earlier in the day with NPR, Dean insisted he would stay in the race as long as he had a chance to win.
Well, then we go on to Maine and Michigan and Wisconsin and New York and California. I mean, you just look, if you really want change, it's not easy to do it. And this system that we have is deeply entrenched. You know, I've got to get the 50% of Americans who don't vote anymore motivated to vote. That's going to be hard work. We're going to just do the best we can.
One candidate who's not going anywhere is Joe Lieberman. The Connecticut senator hasn't come close to winning a single primary. Last night, he decided to end his campaign.
For me, it is now time to make a difficult but realistic decision. I have decided tonight to end my quest for the presidency of the United States of America. Am I disappointed? Naturally. But am I proud of what we stood for in this campaign? You bet I am.
Lieberman had a consistent message, and he was very aggressive in every televised debate. But his support of the Iraq War and his centrist views on domestic policy may have been out of step with the more liberal Democratic primary electorate. Voters who talked to NPR reporters around the country last night said they were looking for someone who could beat George W. Bush. Rebecca Silverman, a student at Washington University in Missouri, voted for Kerry.
It was between him and Dean, and I thought Dean was a really good, he knew how to appeal to someone who's my age, like a college student's age, but I thought when it came to the issues, I was more clear of where Kerry stood.
In South Carolina, Diane Joseph, a mental health worker, found Edwards' populist pitch appealing.
One of the key points is bringing jobs back into the United States, you know. Even the middle class people working hard, and you're still working hard and you're achieving nothing. So, yeah, I want somebody in there that's going to work for the people, the small people.
And in Oklahoma, electrician Matt Hoggard voted for Clark.
I just believe any general would make a good president. Personally, I don't like George Bush, just his presidency. I'm not pleased with the job he's done. I'm a union member. And I've been out of work 14 months out of the last 2 years.
In Arizona, where John Kerry won big with over 40% of the vote, retired bookseller Betty Byron voted for Kerry because she wants someone who can beat President Bush, not because she's passionate about her candidate.
I think he's had more experience. I think he's a little more mature. I am not terribly fond of him either, but he's the best we have. That's what I feel.
Nothing that happened last night slowed Kerry's march to the nomination, but Edwards, Clark, and Dean will be trying hard to see if they can turn any of the four states that vote in the next week into an ambush. Mara Liasson, NPR News, Washington.